This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Edmund Burke said, "The people never give up their liberties, but under some delusion." And that's a fact. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Talking about delusions. Delusions of grandeur. Delusions that you're bigger than life. Delusions that your ideas are the only ideas that can work or should work or whatever. Delusions. And then there are realities. There are cold, hard realities. And let me just make a distinction here. Leftists live under delusions. They believe communism, fascism, socialism work. You live under reality. Reality is capitalism. People are going to trade business or whatever. If you give them a common currency, they'll use that common currency, and they'll trade based on the goods, you know, what they think the value of their goods or services are. That's a fact. But the delusion is that somebody is stepping on the neck of somebody when they make that type of a transaction together. That's the delusion. The delusion is that government can get in the middle of it and regulate it and do it in an efficient way. Do we need government when you want to build an enterprise, a commerce system? Absolutely. But do you need it to the level that we have it? The answer is no. It's too big. Tell the left that, they will tell you the delusion that government can solve all your problems. Government provides safety for you. Tell that to the millions of people every year that get beaten, raped, murdered, whatever, embezzled. Where was government? Tell that to the people that are poisoned by food every year, or when you get an FDA recall. You know who first approved it? The FDA. But they believe government is going to solve the problem. Sure, government. Ooh, they're the cure for everything. Government that can't deliver your mail on time. Government have you watched Amtrak? Have you seen how many times that derails? Didn't we just have one not too long ago? Government that claims it's protecting you when you fly. All it's doing is fleecing you. It's a delusion. And the illusion of it all is that government is there to protect. Government doesn't protect you. I'm not trying to in the big picture, sure, we have an army, a military. Sure. In the big picture, that's what keeps people probably from invading us. Probably. I don't think most people, quite frankly, want to invade us. I'm not trying to say we don't need the military, but I'm saying how much of military do we really need? I don't have the answer. But I'll tell you this, if you want to convince me that our government is doing it the best it can be done, I'd beg to differ. The only reason why they run it is because we can't put our safety in the hands of a private enterprise. But trust me, there are business people that could do it a lot better. Fortunately, we have a guy who's a business person who's going to make the military do it a lot better. People never give up their liberties, but under some delusion. Let me give you a good example. Right now, we are in battle in this war on women, supposedly, that's been brought about because of Harvey Weinstein. So the idea is all men are in some way lecherous, and we've aggrieved some woman in a way that they didn't want. So you got women marching with Me Too and Time's Up and all these other things. So it implies one thing, that women are completely innocent. Ergo, men are completely guilty. So the average guy, you're listening to this radio show, Kevin Jackson's radio show, KJRadio.com. By the way, if you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. So you're out there listening, and they are condemning you because of Harvey Weinstein and the litany of other Holly weirdos, leftist men who've mistreated women, and the delusion is it's men. Yeah, it's men. And the bigger delusion is it's all men. You know the old saying, all men are dogs. Really? So what, all women are cats? All women are innocent. No, women don't mess around. Women don't, you know, embezzle. Women don't commit crimes. Look, they may not commit crimes in the level that we do, but they do. I don't know what a woman's mind is when she decides she's going to have an affair, but I don't think it's very much different than a guy's. But to listen to women, they are so aggrieved. They're the housewives who the husband, they put through, husband put him through college, and then he went off and ran off with his secretary. That's the saga. That's the story. That's the delusion. It's never the woman. Women walk away from their families. Women screw around on their husbands and do all sorts of things. But the delusion is they're the oppressed. They're always the victims. When they don't get out, they live pitifully in a divorce because they've been housewives. Now, let me tell you, last time I checked, there was a women's movement. It's older than I am. So any woman that's over 30 years old, you got no excuses. And by the way, any of them younger than that, you certainly got no excuses. When I say 30, you know what I'm saying. A woman that's 50 years old ain't got no excuses. I don't want to hear it. You knew what I was talking about. Yeah, I don't have to always get it right. So, what do we have? We have this war. A war waging on innocent guys. And they want to go into protect mode. Whatever. Protect what? That you maybe had a conversation about, you know, something that was a little bit, I don't know, off color, let's say, in a break room and a woman overheard it, or maybe you were having it with her. Maybe it's because she dug you and she wanted to hear. She started it. She very well could have started it. But to believe women, nope, we don't do that. We don't grab women, grab men by the crotch, or, you know, look at other women's boobs because we're lesbians or whatever. No, they don't do any of that stuff. But here we are, we're ceding our rights as men going, well, I mean, that Harvey Weinstein, he did some bad things, and, you know, and then there was that other guy and that other guy, and now we've got lots of women coming forward. I would love to go back and look at all these women, go check out their histories, and you find out they were my grandmother called them fast, they were the fastest girls in their school. Looking at every boy, you know, wanting to get with them, in the back seat, jacked up, you know, going in the closets and having sex with boys or whatever. They're disingenuous liars for the most part. These leftist women are scummy. They're the ones that want you to pay for their birth control, and while their parents, they got trust funds of $1 million, you know, the Sandra Flux of the world. That's who they are. But they want you to believe you're a bad guy. Oh, my goodness. You're not fooling me. I'm not taking on responsibility for what's happening to women. Women are more than capable of protecting themselves. And let me tell you, the conservative women listening to me right now, they're going, yep, you're doggone right I am, Kevin. And we shouldn't be, placating these leftist women by going, oh, geez, we got to play along with this little game because it's politically correct. No, most of the women, especially this younger generation, believe they are powerful people and they don't need somebody protecting them, especially a man. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. A lot of this nonsense, this delusion.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, author of Race Pimping, the multi-trillion dollar business of liberalism. RacePimping.com. I should promote the book more. I'm not one of those guys. In fact, people think that don't say to me, Kevin, do you know so and so? And I'm like, yeah, man, I think I may. Well, you should have met him at such and such. And I'm like, man, I'm a terrible networker. Really, yeah, I'm a terrible networker. I have no clue how to network properly. I know people, they find that hard to believe. Kevin, you're so personable, you'll talk to anybody. I know. But I won't remember what we talked about or that you said you were going to help or I won't get your phone number. Unless you really get my attention, like, Kevin, I'm going to write you a check for $100,000. You know, okay, hang on, let me get a pen, let me get your information, whatever. But if it's just, Kevin, how can we help you? I had an old dude, he came up to me at an event, and he's from Texas. And he says, Kevin, we really like what you say, and I'd like to help you out. And he's one of these millionaires that you never get. I know how to recognize them because I know how to look at their boots, you know, $350, $500, $1,000 boots. I knew. But he's not a guy that anybody from New York is going to look at and go, that's a rich dude. But I know. I know he's a rich guy.
He came up, he and his wife, he's like, man, you know, Kevin, you gave a heck of a talk there, and me and my wife, we figure out how to help you. And people were bugging me at a book signing, and I didn't get his name or his number. And he's one of those guys. He just writes you a check. Here's $50,000, and I've got a little laying around. I want to help you out a little bit, you know. He's that guy. And I couldn't tell. I'd know him if I saw him, but I didn't even get his name. And it's a shame. I'm just not that guy. I don't network properly. It's too bad. I could probably be a lot farther in life. Anyway, Stanton, California is suing a local coffee shop. You probably haven't heard this story. The baristas. That's a fancy name for the people that pour your coffee. The baristas. They wear bikinis. And people smoke inside. And California doesn't like that. They're like, what are you doing wearing bikinis inside? We got a whole beach out here for bikinis and you're wearing them on the inside. What's up with that? So they're mad. And they're mad because people smoke. We got an ordinance against you smoking. I don't know what to do. California doesn't want you to have anything, man. Fat people, you're on alert. I'm just letting you know, if you're fat in California, consider yourself warned. Something's coming down the pike for you. Because they can't leave you alone. It's the bikinis, they say, expose the barista's most intimate areas. This is not really, they're not really there for coffee, is what people say. Hey, look, it's like Hooters, okay? For coffee. It's Hooters for coffee. Hooters, what do the girls do? They wear short shorts. And they always, generally speaking, they have stockings. But they wear short shorts. And most of the girls, it's not even Hooters. It used to be when Hooters first started, the girls actually had Hooters. You know, they were kind of buxom. Now, I guess somebody sued. Some A-cup girl sued, said, I don't understand why I cannot work at Hooters. And the boss is like, looking at her. He's not even looking her in the eye. He's like, I think I know the reason, you know. But anyway, some A-cup sued. So even when you go to Hooters, all the girls are not, you know, well endowed, is I think the proper way to put it. They're not. They're just kind of, you know, they're okay. So, I mean, there's some obviously that are. But thus the name. But anyway, yeah, so these, I'll tell you guys a quick story. When I was in Houston, Texas, making sales calls, some guys, I had a distributor that I was going to take out to lunch. And I'm there. I've had a meeting with him, and I said, you guys allow me to buy you lunch kind of thing. Yeah, no problem, Kev. And they look at each other and they go, you want to go to, you know, like Richards? And I'm like, you know, and the guys are like, yeah. And they go, Kevin, you mind? I was like, no, not at all. Let's go to Richards. And I don't know the name of the place. So we get on Westheimer and, we ended up going up Westheimer to get to the tollway and ended up crossing over at I-10. And, right off the freeway is this very nice looking house. It almost looks like a house. And we go inside. I don't remember the name of it. If I did, I'd tell you. And we go in, and the girls are topless. They're topless. And so, the girl comes out to greet us. How many? You going to be joining us for lunch today? We're like, four? And I'm like, they're topless. And we go sit down, and all of the wait staff, the girls, are topless. And she brings out the, you know, I mean, beautiful girls, obviously, right? They didn't have any, there were no Ednas, you know what I mean? So, anyway, they bring us some menus, and, you know, they're looking at me like, you know, you okay with this place? I'm like, yeah, I mean, you guys okay? You know, okay, we're all okay. And it wasn't that big of a deal, to be honest with you. It wasn't like I practically lived inside of the, quote, gentlemen's clubs, because in the business I was in, that's what everybody wants to do. Everybody that would come to town wanted to be entertained at a gentleman's club. But anyway, there no ordinance. And now I don't remember. It was probably when you could smoke inside, but I didn't smoke, and I don't think any of them did. But, you know, the girls brought their stuff. They're beautiful. I mean, the girls are beautiful, as were their breasts, okay, for those of you wondering. But it was like, okay.
interesting concept. Is it a place that I would recommend people go? No. Heck no. I mean, the food was okay. But it wasn't like, wow, you have got to get the prime rib over at Richard's or whatever the name of the place was. No, it was just kind of, it was a novelty. Okay? But anyway, this local coffee shop's got baristas that expose their most intimate areas. And, you know, it's indoors. There's no nuisance to anybody. Look, there are girls on the beach that wear bikinis. And I'm telling you, I've been on beaches all over the world. There are girls on bikinis in beaches that make Hooters look like it's a nunnery, a convent. Is there such a word as a nunnery? A convent. I'm just saying. You've been to the beach in Rio? You don't need dental floss. I'll put it to you that way. You got something stuck in your teeth? Hey, excuse me, miss, come here. Because I'm telling you, some of those, the bikinis on those beaches, for all intents and purposes, the girls' naughty bits on the front, they might as well be nude. And let's face it, your buns? Since when has a bikini covered a bun? Circa 1980? I mean, come on. It's a business in a business zone. There's no proven illegal activity, but the city of Stanton, California is suing this coffee shop because the baristas wear bikinis. I mean, liberals are so funny, man. They want sex taught in schools. It's all fair game. They will teach a kid how to put a condom on a banana, but God forbid you as a business owner say, you know what, I'm going to have my girls wear bikinis and serve coffee. It isn't like, you know, coffee with a happy ending or something. It's just coffee. Would you like cream with that? Wink, wink.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. If you shop online, a new era is coming that will affect your wallet. The U.S. Supreme Court has made a ruling that says states can force shoppers to pay sales taxes, even if the retailer has no brick-and-mortar presence in the shopper's state. 41 states, as well as the District of Columbia, had urged the court to take this path because they said they were missing out on tens of billions of dollars of revenue every year. The case was brought by South Dakota, which argued it was losing $50 million a year in sales taxes. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger says now it's an even playing field.
Non-collection of sales taxes and subsidizing Amazon and Wayfair and other internet retailers, in my professional view, unfairly for 20-plus years.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Radio Show. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I got to tell you, this story I'm about to share with you is one of the funniest stories. And the over-the-top reporting about it, you just have to check out. It is utterly ridiculous. And it has to do with a woman, a black woman, who sets up a consignment store. And a guy brings in a basket full of clothes or whatever. And inside of it, as she's hanging up, cataloging it. I don't know exactly what they do, but she's cataloging it. There was a KKK robe. And that's where the fun begins. The fun and frolic of this story begins right there. I'm going to play the clip. It's a couple minutes long, but I'm going to dissect it after we play it because it is so indicative of the world we live in. This happened in, I think it's near Seattle or maybe in Seattle. But here's the clip.
Where police are investigating a possible hate crime tonight. Detectives say a man brought this KKK robe and a hood to a new consignment store and then took off. Tom Yazwinski is in Redmond. And Tom, this is troubling. What are police doing about it?
Well, police are very concerned about this, and detectives here at Redmond PD say they haven't quite seen anything like this. So they put a bulletin out to surrounding departments asking for leads, and tonight they're also asking for the public's help. Leona and her son Shane say someone did something to them so horrifying it shook them to the core. Last night, a man came to her consignment store in Redmond to sell some dresses. Then Leona made a startling discovery in his bag.
This robe fell out just like it laid straight out on the couch.
It was well stitched together and it was well made.
Shane Coakley took these pictures and immediately called police. His mom was speechless as they examined what looked like an authentic Ku Klux Klan hood and robe with two blood drop patches.
I didn't know what to do and what to say. It was just so horrifying.
Without saying anything at all, Leona believes the man threatened her and her dream business.
You can't be here in downtown, a black business owner here in downtown Redmond. You can't be here.
Detectives took a report and have never heard of a case like this.
When a resident in Redmond or a store owner feels unsafe or threatened, for whatever reason, we take that very seriously.
Investigators are taking this case so seriously, they created this sketch of the harassment suspect and are asking for the public's help to identify him.
I can't change the way I look, but it makes me feel like I'm not good enough.
Leona considered closing her store, but her son refuses to give in. Tonight he has a message for the man who caused his mother so much pain.
We close the store, they would win. And I don't want to give them any satisfaction.
O-M-G. Gee, this story cracked me up. Now, y'all, Kevin, come on, man. You can't. Why is that story funny, man? That lady's being harassed. I mean, if you're thinking that, you listen to the wrong program. Let me tell you something. First of all, declaring this a hate crime is absolutely ridiculous. A hate crime. What? A Klansman can't try to sell his stuff at a consignment store? What? I don't know what the consignment value is of a Klansman robe, but I bet you somebody wants one. I bet you somebody would buy it. I would leave it in there as a novelty item, for goodness sakes. I would say, come to my store and see the Klan robe. Wouldn't that be, think about it, a black woman selling the Klan robe. But instead, it's crying and all this.
Police are concerned. They hadn't seen anything like this. They're asking for the public's help. We've got to identify this rogue Klansman.
Well, we know this kid got this thing handed down to him for four generations. Here's what I can tell you about that Klansman's robe. It was worn by a Democrat. I can promise you that. And the woman's crying. Oh, I mean, you got to see the video. She is weeping in tears. And they call it a startling discovery. It fell out like it had just been laid out. What? Should it have been balled up? What? This is the most ridiculous thing I think I've heard in a long time. And and here's another thing. You know when a story doesn't pass the smell test. It was well made, the stitching, you know. Okay, wow. Versus what? Made in China? So the guy takes pictures and does what? What do these black people do? What do these black people do? After finding a Klan robe in Redmond, Washington, they take pictures and they do, okay, they call the cops. I'm just saying, you know, those people that kill black people, they then call them in. What if it was a Klansman cop who did it? Ah, you're on to me. You found me. I will be back later tonight. This story, I want to make fun of this on TV. Here's what we're doing. We're planning this. I'd love for you guys to donate and help us put this together. But we're going to do a pilot where we take stories like this and we just lampoon them. We make the left eat these stupid stories. There's more to this one, too. I'm not done. No, don't take a break. Don't go anywhere. Don't turn off your radio. You better sit in your car or wherever you're doing, because I'm not done with this story. I love it. They go, it was so well made, it had to be authentic. How would you know? Had you seen another one? Who made it? Was it made in China? Was it made in Korea, Malaysia? Or was it made in America? And I love it. It was horrifying! Horrifying! And the lady comes up, the threatening of black business! A black business in downtown Redmond! Yeah. I guess, are there any other black businesses in Redmond, in downtown Redmond? I'm just curious. You think that somebody's sending a sign, we don't want any black people in Redmond, Washington. This has got to be the most PC place on the planet. That West Coast, Upper North area where all these enabling white people. And then what do we get in the interview? We got to have our white enabler. Listen, we take this stuff very seriously in Redmond. We want to protect all our black people. Yeah, we've got them under control, and we've got to make sure they stay nice and, you know, slave-like. It's hysterical to me. Crime. A hate crime. Take it as a, what all is going on in Redmond, Washington that's serious? And this is what they're focused on. Okay, do you know Redmond, Washington is where Boeing has a plant? Just to put it in perspective, for those of you who are saying, Kevin, maybe Redmond, Washington is super white and they don't like black people. We're talking about the Great White West, the Northwest, okay? Where they got $15 an hour. They got socialists running around like crazy. They will pander to black people. They treat black people like pets. And you think that they're going to sell me on this story? For all I know, it was that black dude's buddy who brought it by. And he bought the thing off of eBay. Come on, y'all. That would be the biggest, next to this story itself, that would be the biggest boon that you could have, is to say, we open up our consignment store and look what we got. I would bid it out. I would say, look, I'm a black business owner, and somebody brought in I'm on a consignment store, and a dude brought in a Klan robe, and he wants to make $5. You know what I'm going to do? I want to bid this thing out, and let's make sure, because I get everything over whatever I give him. I want to make a fortune off of his Klan robe. Help me out. Now, see, that's what you do. But you know what? Not in today's time. No, you got to be a black victim. Yeah, I got to be victimized.
It destroyed me. I was debating on shutting down my store.
What, God forbid, somebody brings in, I'm about to say it now. Hang on.
A Confederate flag. Oh, no. Don't bring a Confederate flag in. I don't know what to do.
I'm sorry. This is too funny to me. What other symbols of rape? You're not about to bring in that lawn jockey.
Don't you bring that? Oh, I brought in the lawn jockey.
I'm sorry. Harassment suspect. Yeah. And the lady goes on to say this. I love this part.
I was feeling like I'm not good enough. Like he was trying to tell me I'm not good enough.
Really? So a guy, somebody bringing in something to your store can make you feel like you're not good enough. I would have had a casting. I would have said, hey, bring in your KKK robes to the consignment store, to Brother Negro's consignment store. Because that's how I would have handled it. Chase me out? Are you kidding me? I'd get to know every Klansman there. Hey, what's up, Bill? You been harassing any Negroes today?
Yeah, I know how you are, boy.
Yeah, what you got today? Okay, well, let's look at these. Nah, this one got a spot on it. Not this one. I can't do nothing with that one. Yeah. They won't close the store, they say. They want to win. We could win. Yeah, we're not going to let them win. We want to win. Well, let me tell you how they're winning. They're winning because they got their store advertised, didn't they? They got the sympathy vote. You know what white folks in Redmond, Washington,
we're going to prove to them we're not a racist city. And we're going to go up there and we're going to buy their junk. And we're going to help these poor black people because, you know what, nobody should be treated that way.
That's what they're doing. See, you're not fooling me. I know exactly how the game gets played.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Michael, I was reminded of this tweet from the Virginia. I mean, the president has a theme. He talks about tough on crime or weak on crime. Meanwhile, we should note his former campaign manager has been indicted on 12 counts along with his associate. Right. The president doesn't seem that upset about those alleged crimes. But the president said this during the Virginia race. Ed Gillespie will turn the really bad Virginia economy numbers around. Okay, fine. And fast. Second sentence is strong on crime, comma. He might even save our great statues heritage. Seems like there's a lot of subtext there.
Yeah, except the text ain't so sub. I mean, the reality is that it's a pretext and a context for bigotry here. This is a president who rises every morning to excrete the moral, to excrete the feces of his moral depravity into a nation into that he's turned into his psychic commode. Here's a guy who doesn't understand the difference between right and wrong fundamentally and who doesn't care. So for him, race trumps everything. And in this case, sending these dog whistles out there, suggesting that the statues are part of our heritage, and it's a false argument. When people say these statues are part of our heritage, yes, but your heritage is bigotry. The Civil War was not fought in regard to race and slavery. It was fought for states' rights. The states' right to do what? Own slaves.
Right.
So this is a manipulation of history. Gore Vidal said, we live in the United States of amnesia. Donald Trump is one of the greatest amnesiacs alive, and yet he's able to join amnesia and nostalgia for a way of life that passed long ago that now the white supremacists are trying to revive, and Donald Trump is their greatest champion, and they get extra points. They give extra points to him because he doesn't quite explicitly say it. He just signifies. He's in the realm of inference, and in being in the realm of inference means you can have plausible deniability.
Right.
What do you mean? That's not what I was saying.
Well,
I didn't mean that at all.
Welcome back, everybody. Michael Eric Dyson. Woo! Dr. Michael Eric Dyson. This is a fool that teaches your kids in college. And I love how Chris Hayes, I think is this guy's name, he sets it up by saying his campaign manager was indicted. Yes, campaign manager was indicted. But who was his campaign manager before he was indicted? He was a co-conspirator with Podesta and Hillary Clinton. And he says Ed Gillespie will turn a Virginia economy around, but and he mentions the great statues heritage in a tweet that Donald Trump. And that's what sets off Michael Eric Dyson and MSNBC to go on this racist tirade of Donald Trump. All he cares about is race, blah, 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 blah. Michael Eric Dyson is an interesting guy in the sense that if you notice his style, He already has something to say at the beginning, and he screwed it up. He couldn't even get the line out.
Donald Trump rises every morning to the feces. Donald Trump rises every morning to excrete the feces of his moral depravity into a nation that has turned into his psychic commode.
So let me repeat it without going through it like that, because I can do it better than he can. But he says it. Donald Trump rises every morning to excrete the feces of his moral depravity into a nation that he's turned into his psychic commode. Now, this is a guy who they bring on TV to expound on commentary, and that's what he says. Donald Trump rises every morning to excrete the feces of his moral depravity into a nation that he's turned into his psychic commode. What the heck does that even mean? He says, for Donald Trump, race trumps everything. This is a race baiter. A guy who, that's all he talks about is race. He can't talk to you about issues. If you just said, look, Michael Eric Dyson, we're going to have a conversation, and the conversation will strictly be about the issues unrelated to race, Michael Eric Dyson could not say a word. See, that's the difference. I remember I tell you guys this story quite often, but a radio guy says to me one time, Kevin, are you going to be able to, like, talk about things other than race during radio? Like, his actual comment was, if Obama is not reelected and Romney is elected, could you have a radio show? And I was like, really? I was like, dude, race issues are going to be around before I die, long after I'm dead, you'll still be talking about racism. Believe me, I'm going to do everything I can to stop that, but you're going to be talking about race and politics for a long time, unless somebody decides to back a guy like me with enough coin where I can put a dent in it, where I can go around to college and say, hey, when are you people going to wake up? Because let me tell you what's happening here. You will emasculate young white men for some amount of time, but essentially, you're empowering them. People don't understand what I mean when I say that comment. See, young black men, we were emasculated. We were made to feel small. And many of us became fearless warriors like myself, fighting for virtue.
When you get white kids who finally say, I don't give a crap about what you think, and they've got parents, and they've got, and even their parents are starting to learn, you're going to watch these guys roar back and say, that's enough. I'm done with this nonsense. See, that's the way I thought as a kid. I was like, man, you guys want to look at young blacks and criticize us? I'll show you. But there weren't enough of us because there was a system that stepped into play that said, you're stupid. You know, hey, blah, blah, blah. You don't have any parents. Look at you. You know, we're going to send you to substandard schools. White kids have parents. White kids are not going to substandard schools. Eventually, they're going to wake up. The indoctrination system will have them for a little bit, but then the world's going to hit them in the face. The world doesn't hit young blacks in the face. They still are on welfare. Their lives haven't changed dramatically. They don't have even with little white kids, so what? If parents are very liberal and let them get away, eventually they're going to get an inheritance. They're going to get some property. They're going to get something that has meaning to them, and the switch is going to flip. Click, and they're going to be mad as heck. There's nothing for to flip the switch for a black kid. He doesn't have a support system that says, hey, they've been screwing you over all this time. So the only people who are there are there people like me out there going, well, as much as I don't really need any more cheerings, I'll adopt them. And I'll explain to them how things are not working out the way they want. And I'll take on as many as I can. But they're not all going to switch over. But if I adopt these white kids, they'll switch over. They'll go, you know, hey, I don't know my real daddy, but my black daddy, Kevin, man, he told me so-and-so. And I don't feel that way anymore. And, you know, I'm no longer a snowflake. But you call me a cupcake? They will fight back. Anyway, back to this fool, Michael Eric Dyson. He's a race pimp. And then he says, these statues are not part of our heritage. Well, they are part of our heritage, yes, but our heritage, it's a heritage of bigotry. Okay, Michael Eric Dyson, where's that bigotry originate? That bigotry where we fought, the Civil War was fought over states' rights. What was it fought over? It was fought because a Republican Party, the anti-slavery party, said, we're sick of these leftists trying to take credit for blacks as part of their economy and part of who they are, when in fact that would be like counting cattle. And so, aside from the very inhumane act of slavery, you also want to profit from it. And Michael Eric Dyson, oh, you're so stupid, Republican. Michael Eric Dyson and all of his ilk, they vote for the very oppressors that they claim that they fight against. The heritage that is part of the bigotry that he describes is his heritage. He's taken ownership. It's the same rationale that says, let me build a shrine for a thug named Michael Brown or a thug named Anthony Lamar Smith. Or let me put a statue up for Marion Barry, a crackhead mayor who accomplished nothing. That's the logic. The same logic that says Snoop Dogg should be more influential in the black community than Clarence Thomas. I could pick anybody. That's the rationale. And they want you to buy into it. He says that we're in a state of amnesia. And he quotes, I don't know, Carl Sagan. I don't know who he quoted. But what's funny when people quote other folks, it's like this gives validity to what I'm about to say. The state of amnesia, where, and he says Donald Trump wants to join amnesia to nostalgia. And he doesn't do it outright. Michael Eric Dyson says, no, he doesn't do it outright. He's too smart for that. Yeah, the dumbest president ever, right? That's who they say Trump is. Too smart for that. No, he does it in the, get this, the realm of inference. So Donald Trump just infers. When he talks about our glorious past, whether you like it or not, it is our past. He, to Michael Eric Dyson, that is a reference. He called it a dog whistle. It is a dog whistle to the white slavery, the white supremacist mentality. These are the people teaching your kids. I want to keep that fresh in your brain. These people are crazy, folks. And if you allow this, if you continue to allow this, you're going to get the nation you don't want. And I'm going to do my best to stop it.
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.